Our brother Bukatu Paul has been here one time before, but for I think you have one time before, because I remember the name. It's a bit unusual. It's not one we hear every day, but we're glad you're back with us. To give you a little bit of a background, our brother Paul left South India or Southern India to teach in a university in Africa. And through the influence and discipleship of an Indian Muslim convert, Brother Paul and Molly quit their jobs and came to the U.S. to study at Moody Bible Institute for training, and then went back to Africa and started their ministry planting assemblies. For over 25 years, they've been ministering in various places in Africa and now are settled in South Africa. Does that sound fairly accurate? All right. I'd like to turn the remaining portion of our meeting over to our brother Paul.
Good evening, and I bring greetings from our mission board, SIM USA, and the serving field of SIM in South Africa. I am privileged to be back here with my one and only wife for 37 years. God has blessed us, two children born in Africa while we were in our professional field, and God gave us another child while we were in Moody Bible Institute. And all the three is dedicated to the Lord for ministry, and two of them heard calling and they came back, finished high school and came back and trained in Moody Bible Institute, and they are serving in different part of the world. We have three children, and including us, we are serving in four different continents.
വിതച്ചിടുക നാം സ്വർഗത്തിൻ്റെ വീത്താം ക്രിസ്ത്യൻ സുവിശേഷം ഹൃദയങ്ങളിൽ ആത്മമാരി പെയ്യും ദൈവം കൃപ ചെയ്യും തരും കൊയ്ത്തിനെയും തക്ക കാലത്തിൽ ബ്രിങ്ങിങ് ഇൻ ദ ഷീൽസ് Bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Would you turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, please. While you are turning to that, let me sing this.
Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor wind, a stilling breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Verse 35 on chapter 9. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Verse 36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Your inspired word bring conviction in our lives to be obedient in our generation. We live in a crooked and perverted generation. Whether we live in the United States, whether we live in Africa, Asia, or Europe. Father God, you send your beloved Son. He walked on this earth. And when he passed to the cities and the villages, he had compassion. And we notice that compassion is contagious. As we continue to have a time of devotion around your word, pray that God, you speak to us. Use me as your instrument this evening in Shannon Hill Bible Chapel. May your name be glorified. In Christ Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. The compassion of the Lord is contagious. Because of that, when the Lord passed through the cities and villages, we read in this portion and we read that he had compassion. The Lord Jesus had compassion on me in 1974 when I was a university student in the Kerala state of India. I humbled myself and obeyed him. And that's one of the reasons I am standing here. After 4 years, my wife, while she was a nursing student in Karnataka state, in a Catholic institution, she found the same compassion on her. And God united us together in 1980. And our profession took us to Africa. But he continued his contagious passion in and through our lives. 2015 November, I passed through this church and we had an opportunity to share with you. And many of you are continuing to pray for us and you send us gifts that sustained us on the field. And we want to show you through this message today that the compassion of the Lord is contagious. And it is passing through generation after generation. The Lord said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful." Whom did he say that? To his disciples. What was his great commission? "All authority in heaven and earth is given to me, therefore you go and make disciples." Do we have maturing followers of the Lord Jesus Christ who are called disciples? I know the Lord has placed his continuing maturing followers of the Lord Jesus Christ in Shannon Hill. But one thing I want to remind you, as the Lord walked in that part of the world about 2,000 years, he saw people who had distrust. NASB says they were distressed and dispirited. They were helpless. We will show you some helpless people in South Africa. They were going. This is our team. You might have seen through the video. We have different ministries assigned to us. But when you look at this team, you can see there are 12 different nationalities. We speak more than 15 languages in that group as you watch it. We meet together every month to regain our spiritual stamina, to stand against all the odds, and to proclaim the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ was buried. Jesus Christ rose from the dead and living for us. And his gospel is true. His truth makes people alive. We had an opportunity working with the Asian Indian church there. One day the senior elder called me. There is a sister who came to know the Lord, Sheila Govender. I'll show you the picture a little later. She came to know the Lord, but there is a temple outside her house, and one of her room in the house is completely filled with the shrines, the stronghold of Hinduism. Jesus' compassion is contagious. We went into that room. We prayed and denounced the power of evil forces on those pictures and idols. And we asked Sister Sheila, you may see her in the picture, to remove that. Because I know when the Lord redeems us from our unrighteousness, He gives that imputed power to withstand the evil power working through those mediums. So she took the first two out. Then Elder Vivian Moses and Lazarus Pillai, we grabbed all of them. It was so scary, my friend. This is not an easy exercise. Molly and I had another opportunity in our first church planting in Mahwasi near Rustenburg. And those idols which we removed, the metal ones, I couldn't throw it away. If I throw that away, somebody will find it after a few years, and I said they will put up a temple there. So it is still in our house, in the car garage. We will show you the power of the resurrection of Jesus that take and break the chain of evil power on it. I'm keeping it as a monument of God's faithfulness. This is one of the shrine, about 21 kilos, over 45 pounds. We were able to take out the roof of that temple.
This is a serious exercise.
And crack that into pieces. And take it. You can see the metal frames are still there. To burn all of these things. We came declaring the truth in that house, giving a brand new Bible to her. We have signed that Bible. It is dated, and we prayed and dedicated that in that house. There were so many idols in that house. Even from the door frame, it was written Om. Inside the house, there is all kinds of things in the front sitting room, or what do you call it, the receiving room on the lounge. In the kitchen, in every room. But what one of this other room was a temple inside the house. This is the team worked with me. The power of God through the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is contagious generation after generation, is passing through. Is there someone this afternoon, this evening? Take this contagious compassion and form a passion in your heart. Family of God, compassion help us to have a passion. Passion to pray. Passion to give. Passion to go. The Lord said in John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and ordained you to do what? To go and bear fruit. His compassion is contagious. Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. you may find the harvest in and around Greensboro, in and around North Carolina, in and around possibly in our neighboring state. Family of God, people are there waiting. They are hurting. They are distressed. They are dispirited to hear the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope in Him. Do you see them walking in your neighborhood? Do you see them when you go for shopping? Some of these shops are owned by people who live in spiritual darkness. We work with the mining community. There is a man, his name is Isaac Gali. He speaks Xhosa language. He comes from the tribe of Nelson Mandela, from the Eastern Cape. God had His compassion. Through us, touched him. 2 years we specifically prayed for this from 2015. 2016, we had a breakthrough. We had a joy of presenting the gospel and also the importance of studying and growing and being nurtured in the Word of God. Isaac came forward. Isaac said, "Sir, I want to hear some more of this. And if you have a material in our language, we will do this course. Endorse me right now." People underground, they go underground for about a kilometer, or let me put it in miles so that you understand. They go 3/4 of a mile, then they go parallel, then go down again and go parallel, digging for precious stone and precious metal. While they are there, they are in darkness. When they come out after 8 hours, they are still in darkness. And when they wake up to go back there, they again going in spiritual darkness. Elijah, this is Isaac Yali, the one who is organizing those papers. Our first level of discipleship is intentional. And that 14 courses will explain how you came to know the Lord and what is salvation all about. How to understand Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. To understand the mode of baptism. To understand how you pray yourself. How you grow and study and memorize the scriptures. How you give to the Lord's work. Then we have a graduation. We have open air meetings. We go to the mining compounds where these miners live. And we publicly proclaim the gospel. Elijah is doing our open air meeting there. This is Sififi. The chairman of the mission body is standing with me. Silan Govender. He's an elder from an Indian church. He is the first one who was a Hindu in his family to came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now his whole parents and all his siblings, they are all a part of the church. He is the chairman. And Sififi is from Nelson Mandela. He is the leader of Isaac Yali. He opened the door for us to work with that group. These are some of the areas where we work. If you can see Rustenburg, that's where we were taking rest and eating some burgers. No, that's not what we were doing. That's where the Lord placed us for the first 11 years. Then when the Lord called me and Molly to the leadership of the mission, that's when we moved to Johannesburg right now. That's where the gold mines are. Leadership and mentoring. I had the joy of doing the wedding of Patrick and Julia. And Moses also. I had the joy of baptizing Moses and his spouse. We had the wedding. Now they are blessed with the 3 children. Patrick is a marriage officer now because he wrote the exam. Because he's a citizen of South Africa, he can get a marriage license, and he is doing marriage cross-culturally, not only among his community. we get short-term mission teams, and I would urge if Shannon Hill could send a mission team to us.
This is our director,
first African Zulu brother to become the director of our mission in South Africa.
We have to report the ministry to the field administration. We have annual evaluation. Well, let me talk about Moses and Maria.
This Moses is a minor. He had an accident underground in 2008. His baptism was in 2002. We did the wedding in 2002. He was blessed with the 3 children. But being a minor, he had an underground. The rail running through the underground came and hit on his right leg and crushed. He went into a coma. 28 days he was in coma. 29th day when he woke up, he saw Elder Moses, Patrick is standing there. And when he got his full consciousness, he noticed his right leg was amputated. God's faithfulness. The compassion of Christ has contagious and passed on to Moses. Moses is the most fruitful facilitator in our discipleship program. He is going to be in charge of the new church plant we are going to start, God willing, soon in 2017. We have a lot of stories to talk about touching people when they were hurt and when they were distressed.
Working with the Indian church.
This is the discipleship minus Bible school. And it is not fixed because we have to travel a lot. These are done on the road sometime during in their house or in the churchyard. But they collect all these lessons. We mark it. And we score them, and we give them certificate when they complete.
And we have a graduation when they complete.
This lady, Sophie, we baptized Sophie with her wheelchair into the swimming pool. She's on wheelchair, but she had a child born. 1995, I dedicated that little one to the Lord. She's a college graduate now. Working with the physically and mentally challenged children, the Lord's compassion is on them too. Molly particularly worked with the women of various culture. Some of them are married, others are single, and serving hurting people. The hurting people are everywhere, my friend. It's right here in your neighborhood. But the joy of hurting people, she is a police officer, she is a police constable, but she grew up in our youth group. See what happened. When you go to the hurting people with the compassion of the Lord, you have a relationship built which is intentional. And it is authentic. Look how she is sharing her confidence with Molly. I had the joy of doing her wedding soon after I landed in 2015, December. December 3rd we arrived, 5th was her wedding. Now the Lord blessed us with one child, and she told us before we left that she is expecting another baby. The joy is shared. Caring for the deep things. This is our fellow missionary. She is from Switzerland. She is a registered nurse. Pray with Bulelva. She's been married for 11 years now. She doesn't have a child. Her husband is an elder in the church. The third church we have planted, he is in charge and with her.
Pray for them. Children. People who are speaking other languages, Portuguese speaking.
This is one of the challenges we faced, family of God. This is our missionary home was broken in. First time it was broken on the left picture, you can see it. That was on March 21st. and we fixed everything. You can see there is a white enforcement we gave to the lock when we put that back. They broke that metal door again. Well, we were also hurting. When we show our compassion, the Lord's compassion to other people, we get hurt because we were invaded. Many things were stolen. We couldn't replace that. Some of the other challenges we face on our mission field is single mothers left with children, youth struggling with identity. Unemployment is like 52% among the youth. Lack of moral, ethical, doctrinal misunderstanding and insufficient learning. People seeking prosperity and healing for growth and maturity. Lack of commitment. And there are some unfinished tasks. But there is a joy of communicating the compassion to the people. Look at Moses. He is standing with his artificial limb on the right hand leg. But the more fruitful person, he won many people in the mining community to the Lord. And those who complete the course, we give them a new Bible in their own languages. And do you know that? It's a joy. When the word of God in their heart language, when they get into their hand, my friend, it is a different life. Let me move on quickly. 23 years plus, the first church we planted in Mahwasi, the first church God planted. Forgive me if I use my word in it, my name in it. It is God's work. We don't owe 1 cent to any bank. It's all paid off. I have stories to tell you. But this was a celebration of 20 years. Our old missionaries, they were there, those who worked with us. In fact, there was a single missionary came from Ireland, Elizabeth Martha Blair. She had a brain aneurysm in 2003. She was operated in Rustenburg in South Africa. And we prayed to God, Father, heal her 100%. There is a big hole on her side. But she is healed completely. This is like 10 years now, almost. For them, 10 years. She came back. She comes with a team every year. That Irish team comes every year. And ministering to the community, nurturing. And seeing some of our children who grew up with our son Philip. They are ministers and they are elders now. There were 4 people came and said testimony that day. There. They grew up there. They found God there. When we share the ministry, we would also like to share our family. Philip, our son, was born while we were in Moody. Look at him. Don't you think he has a little Moody shape? No, just kidding. He had a compassion to become a medical doctor. To serve the Lord full time. He had no desire for marriage. He had only desire to complete his course. But he attended Medical and Dental Association conference in Louisville. The doctor who flew, taken from Liberia to Emory Hospital in Atlanta because of Ebola virus, he got out of that. He went back there. He was the one who was speaking there. Philip gave his life to serve the Lord full time as a medical missionary. He got married on the 27th of April. That is the South African Freedom Day. And that's the day we decided to take his independence away. He got married to Karen. Karen is a missionary kid. Her father is her parents are missionaries. They served in Atlanta with their church and in Philadelphia, and they both have PhD. He is the principal of a Bible school back in India, producing men and women who are willing to take the passion of Christ to other people.
Philip just moved in. Just a few days ago, he started his residency in Middlesex Hospital in Connecticut. And Karen have one more year to finish her course. Please pray for them. Our second child, our daughter, she was born in Zambia. When she finished high school, she only wanted to go to Moody Bible Institute, where her sister was trained, where her parents were trained. While she was in Moody, a pastor from India for the Evangelical Church, he was a missionary in North India. They were 7 years in Dallas, Texas, ministering in a church, planted a church, purchased the building from one of our brethren Indian community church, because the brethren community merged and moved. They are ministering back in India with the 3 children, 12 years, 11 years, and 6 years. Manju and Timothy, they are both Moody graduates. Manju got graduated on the 17th of May and got married to that man on the 18th of May. 9 years they didn't have children. Now they have 3. Ezra, Asa, and Malachi. I thought when the Malachi name was put, I thought that would be the end of children. But she surprised us last week saying that the 4th one is coming. We had the joy of having together on April during Philip's wedding. We have some prayer requests to leave with you. Pray with us that to enable us to witness the Lord with humility and integrity that the Lord has given us. To meet our financial needs to continue South African field ministry. That we excel in areas of responsibility, ministry to the minors, church leaders, and to the Assam regional and the board responsibility. Pray for Philip's residency in Connecticut and Karen's in her study in Hofstra University to complete her physician's assistant training. Pray for Anju and family. Their ministry in India is very tough there. The children have to learn Hindi and Sanskrit to continue their education there. They are struggling, but God is in it. Pray for Manju and family, expecting the 4th child I mentioned. And Timothy is doing PhD in New Testament to equip men and women for the works, the Lord's work. And pray for health and safety to continue our ministry in South Africa. Family of God, when the Lord said, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers in his harvest field. And when you continue to read in chapter 10, he said, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirit and to heal every disease and sickness. May this compassion of the Lord Jesus be contagious in and through our own lives. Family of God, Molly and myself, we committed our children to the Lord. Now we started praying that if the Lord tarries in his coming, we are dedicating our grandchildren to the Lord for his service. My mother bore 12 children. 10 of them are alive. And they prayed, my parents prayed, 1 of the 10 will get involved in ministry. But they didn't know it is me that they have God has chosen. Now my mother is 94 not out. She is praying for us and for our spouses, our children, and her great-grandchildren. May you pray. Is the compassion of the Lord has passed on to you that passion to pray, a passion to give, a passion to go. Go then ever weeping, sowing for the master,
Though the Lord sustained our spirit often grieves, when our weeping's over, He will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. You want to join us in bringing the sheaves? Get involved in the harvest of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is worth investing. This is worth passing on to our next generation. If you think you are at the end of the line, family of God, as long as the Lord gives us life, we are willing to take this. There are more hurting people in South Africa. We are going back, God willing, on the 2nd of August. 23rd, we have some ministry. 24th July. 24th, we are taking a flight back to New York. We want to visit and spend a little time with our only son left over in the United States. Then we take our flight. Would you pray with us? Would you send us with your gift? Like Maria and Mami and many others, Moses and many others, they are willing, they are waiting to get a new Bible in their language. You may be able to provide that one. Many of you may have more than three Bibles in your home. I know it. You can share one of your Bibles. Maybe you can kindly sponsor the coursework of these 14 courses. The second level course is Reaching People for Jesus. Maybe you can sponsor that. That is a 6 courses explaining to them how do you communicate your faith with other people and winning them for Jesus. Or you may be able to contribute towards anything that transpire to intentional discipleship with authentic relationship building. Before I pray, I just want to give you a few minutes if there is any questions and answers. I have brought some brochures. This is not politics. This is about mission. How to pray for a missionary. And how to know a little bit more about Islam trying to invade the whole world. And there are a few other. And we have our prayer card set there on a table, graciously provided by the leadership. And once again, I want to thank you, Shannon Hill Bible Chapel, for having us this evening in this church. If you have no questions, I'm going to pray. Father, we once again want to thank you. That your word goes out. Because in your word we read, I am the vine and you are the branches. Anyone who abideth in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. Father, give us that passion that the Lord Jesus passed his compassion to his disciples. Then thank you that Apostle Paul took that over, passed on to Timothy and Titus and faithful men. Father, generation after generation, centuries after centuries, that is passed on to us. Give us the joy to take the compassion of the Lord to the people who are hurting in our neighborhoods, people who are distressed in our neighborhood, people
people who are dispirited in our neighborhood. And may the light of the Lord Jesus Christ come on in their life. Father, help us to communicate the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Greensboro and the neighboring communities and whoever hear this word in the other communities. Father, send us your workers. There are people who are willing in this congregation, willing to pray, willing to go, willing to give, willing to share the truth with others. Father, send us with your blessing. Remind us where we are, who we are, and what's the commission on us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. I'm still willing to answer questions outside. Molly and I will be here for a few more minutes. Thank you.